You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is the last song I'm writing about you. Up to now, I never tried to. You don't feel any kind of pain like I do. So let's forget it ever happened, babe. You're all I thought about whenever I walk, and all I talked about whenever I spoke. All I'd sing when I couldn't hit the high notes, and now it doesn't even matter. The goalposts are moving in the world, and in sport particularly. All around the world we're seeing teams just going for it. Going for it. Attack, attack, attack. Whether that's France, Argentina, Brazil, Manchester City in football. Or if you follow cricket, the new way England are going about cricket at the moment. Attack, attack, attack. And it's been very successful for these sides. And of course, sometimes it fails. Sometimes you lose a goal, lose a wicket. What I've seen a hell of a lot recently from commentators and journalists is scathing criticism when this approach goes wrong. The England cricket team last week got criticism for attacking Australian bowlers. My goodness, the press. Brainless batting. It's not brainless, it's taking a few risks to score runs quickly, like they've done so much recently to develop a winning formula, mainly. The batsmen took leave of their senses. No, they took risks to win and have fun. And it's mainly working for them. Why can't we be positive about anything? Here's some sportsmen taking risks and mainly winning and being really entertaining. That's the truth. Everything else is awful, over-the-top negativity written by people who always did the same things the same way and mainly lost. What these people are really saying is, why can't they lose like me? And that's the thing, you take the negative approach in life, newsflash, you also lose sometimes. And losing in a negative manner never gets the criticisms, does it? Oh, they were trying not to lose. Poor them, they still lost. When they try to win by attacking and lose, what the commentators and press, mainly older people, are actually saying is this. Why can't they fail like I've always done? I hate my life. And I wish I was them. Taking risks. And being young and having fun. But I'm not young and taking risks and having fun. So therefore they are cunts. Jesus, I've got an idea. I've got an idea. It may seem crazy. It may seem out there. Try to enjoy anything. Please, God, try to enjoy anything. There is only one life. And life is hard sometimes. So when someone comes along, sportsman, whoever, comedian, taking risks and having fun, at least try to enjoy it with them. Take a risk, take a chance on enjoying life. Move to a different place in your thinking. You never know where it may lead. You may just win. That's love.